We've had a couple of issues. We've stayed throughout the procession. It's been very difficult, but we've seen Brixton change, as you probably all have, over the years. It has had legacy issues, but we are seeing a more community spirit within Brixton, and we have new people coming in and getting involved in the community. And what I want to say is that there is an unholy alliance between the developers, the council, and in our case, the police. I think you've all recognised it. We haven't had, in seven, 8 years, we had no issues whatsoever with our business or crime and disorder. But in the last 6 weeks, they've tried to shut our venue down five times. Five times. They want to financially ruin us. As I said, they've gone in for planning permission, which has been passed despite all of the objections. As you all know, it's going to be passed regardless.
It's not a foregone conclusion. We've got to fight that.
Well, that's why we're here and that's why I'm speaking. So what I want to do is join your campaign. You have a massive petition online, 14,000 strong. We will be organising also a demonstration, but it's quite interesting that it's one building there. There are two people with interest in that building. That's myself, my husband, and the leaseholder. It's very interesting that all of these problems have occurred in the last 6 weeks when they're just about to apply for the CPO.
So,
I know, it's a gangster business.
So they,
exactly. So I just want to say I'm with you all. I know what's happening in Brixton. It's very underhand. It's quite disgusting. We all have been here. I grew up in Brixton. I used to go around Brixton with my mother, with the shopping trolley. All the vendors used to know our name, the fishmonger, the butcher, the grocery man. But now I go into Brixton and I'm all for change. But let us all be part of that change. Okay, that's all I want to say. Thank you.